DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Matt Zavella in Bonn. U.S. President Barack Obama has urged world leaders to unite against violence and extremism in the wake of deadly protests against an anti-Islam film. Addressing the United Nations General Assembly, he denounced the film as violent and disgusting, but called on the Muslim world to embrace free speech as an essential part of religious freedom. 2 weeks of protests against the U.S.-made film resulted in the deaths of the U.S. ambassador in Libya and three of his colleagues. Obama also used his speech to issue a warning to Iran over its controversial nuclear program. He said the United States was prepared to do whatever it took to prevent Tehran from developing nuclear weapons.
A nuclear-armed Iran is not a challenge that can be contained. It would threaten the elimination of Israel, the security of Gulf nations, and the stability of the global economy. That's why a coalition of countries is holding the Iranian government accountable. And that's why the United States will do what we must to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
Obama used the remainder of his 30-minute speech to the 193-nation assembly to reiterate calls for the ouster of Syrian President Bashar Assad. The meeting was opened hours earlier by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who issued his own warning on the Syrian crisis. He said it had become a calamity that threatened to destabilize world peace. Ban urged the UN Security Council to jointly back UN Arab League envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, in his efforts to end the crisis. Russia and China have stalled the Council's peace efforts by vetoing 3 resolutions against the Syrian regime during the 18-month conflict. Violent protests have hit Spain's capital, Madrid. Thousands were gathered near Parliament to demonstrate against a new round of unpopular austerity measures. Riot police fired rubber bullets and beat protesters with batons in an attempt to disperse the crowd. At least 32 people were injured, including 4 policemen. A further 22 people were arrested. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is due to unveil further cost-saving reforms on Thursday in a draft budget for 2013. The conservative government has already introduced a series of spending cuts and tax hikes to shrink Spain's budget deficit and tackle soaring unemployment. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Greek unions are set to bring the country to a standstill on Wednesday after calling the first major anti-austerity strike since the coalition government came to power in June. Civil servants, teachers, lawyers, and sailors are just some of the workers due to take part in the 24-hour walkout. The strike action is expected to bring thousands to the streets to protest against a new round of austerity measures. Greece has been told it needs to implement spending cuts worth 12 billion euros over the next 2 years, or risk losing the next installment of international bailout aid. Germany's Justice Ministry has drawn up plans for a new law legalizing circumcision. The draft legislation comes after several months after a local German court defined the religious practice as a crime. The court in the western German city of Cologne said it amounted to grievous bodily harm, which outraged Jewish and Muslim groups. Thursday's legislation ends months of legal uncertainty among doctors tasked with carrying out the procedure. But it also includes several stipulations, including that the most effective pain relief possible must be provided. In Turkey, 7 people have been killed in a bomb attack on a military convoy. The victims, including 6 soldiers and 1 civilian, had been traveling through Tunceli city in the southeast of the country when the blast hit. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack, but the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, is known to have targeted Turkish security forces in the past. The PKK is classified as a terrorist organization by Turkey, the United States, and the European Union. Some 40,000 people have died as a result of the separatist conflict since it began in 1984. And in German Bundesliga action on Tuesday, Bayern Munich remained top of the table after a 3-0 win at home against Wolfsburg. Defending champions Dortmund drew 3-3 with newly promoted Frankfurt, who hold a surprising second place. Schalke are third on the table after a 3-0 win against Mainz, while Dusseldorf won 2-0 against Greuther Fürth. Dusseldorf remain the only team in a major European First Division that have yet to concede a goal. Matt Zavella, Deutsche Welle News.